Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Welcome to Mother and Daughter Roundtables here at Blog Talk. We are talking to mothers and daughters around the world. What a beautiful, beautiful day. It is October, mid-October. I'm telling you, it is going by very, very fast. Every day we get up, we go, regardless of what the issues are in our lives, we just have to thank God anyway. You know, you say, Lord, thank you. You woke me up this morning. You gave me another opportunity to serve you. And regardless of what the challenges are, me and you today, we're going to take care of that. It's going to happen. Victory is won. There's no doubt about it. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what it seems like, it's not real. If you are a child of God and you know you are in the kingdom, you know Jesus died for you, you know that he took the stripes for your health, you know that his blood was shed to cover you, to keep you safe. It's just like putting the blood on the doorpost when he said put your blood on there and death will pass you by. So you got the blood on you. Death will pass you by. This is anything other than the shadow of death. You're not going to die from it. Trust me. You know your relationship with God, and you know if you're a child of God. If you're doing what you know you're supposed to do, and you're doing all that you're supposed to do, it can't stay on you. It has to leave. Just know that, because he loves you too much, and his word will not go void. He told you that he would protect you, and he will, and I'm a witness of that. So good morning, good morning, good morning. Let me go to the switchboard here and see. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm a little tired, but I'm here, darling. All is well. It is a beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and guess what? We're going to be just fine.
You might as well. I was looking at a movie last night, and he said, you know, we don't know when we're going to die, but all we know is that we need to enjoy every day. Enjoy the
Absolutely.
Day regardless of what it seems like. Just enjoy the day. I mean, because nobody
Absolutely.
Knows. This guy was thinking, you know, he has a family illness and, you know, he's subject to die. He's trying to die now. And the doctor told him, look, don't die now. None of us know. I could go out there and get hit by a car today, you know, or, you know, God forbid, but I'm just saying that's what he was telling him. He says, anything can happen, but live. Just live and enjoy. And I thought, what good advice. So, you know, television can bring some crazy stuff, but it also, I keep looking at where I see God in television, you know what I mean? Because you can always pick up a message if you're looking. And that was a beautiful message.
Absolutely, because television or the movies or whatever, like you said, a foreshadow, or it emulates real life, and you know, a death,
yeah.
And they will come up with there will be no movie of consideration with regards to worth watching if it didn't emulate real life. And so some of us get it with the idea that, you know what, life can be all that God created it to be if we just go with the at work in the will of God. And you said it this morning, do all that you can do
mm-hmm.
to live this
mm-hmm.
life and live it well. Just
mm-hmm.
live it well.
Mm-hmm. And before we get too far, let me see. I think I see Deborah's number on here. She doesn't have it clicked, so maybe she can't talk with us this morning. She don't have it clicked on. But good morning, mothers and daughters around the world. I just want to – oh, here she is. She's clicking on now. Let me get this. Cynthia, hold on. You're going to be live, Cynthia. Good morning, Deborah. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Pitchley. How are you?
I'm wonderful. All right. Nice to have you on with us this morning.
Yeah, I just realized I answered your question with a question. I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. Like you say, it's a good day. And praise the Lord. And I'm tired like Cynthia, but I'm on and I'm thanking God because it is a beautiful day. It is.
It is. I mean, you know, when we think, but before we get too far, I'm going to have a short conversation with you guys. And then but before we get too far, Deborah, would you do the prayer for us this morning?
Yes, I will. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask that you would do what only you could do in the midst of this morning's radio broadcast. We ask that you would reach those that need to be reached, touch those that need to be touched, change those that need to be changed, and, Father, deliver those who need to be delivered. We ask that you would give us the opportunity to just listen and know that whatever you have us to say, that it's meant for whoever it's meant for. We thank you this day. We love you. We adore you. Touch us. Move us. Shake us. Give us what we need to be effective in this kingdom. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. But, you know, I wanted to just continue this conversation. I'm just going to leave it open for the three of us right now. Basically, when, and by the way, let me say I miss you guys. Last week I was swinging by myself, but I was swinging. I said, you know, I done got so spoiled with having you guys over with me. It just makes such an interesting dialogue. But the Holy Spirit, you know, he's always with me, and we had a good show. But, you know, I just want to let you know, when you all are not here, it's definitely a different type of show. So I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate you as well.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and when we're talking about a day, you know, I was thinking, I just said, you know, we have to do what we need to do. I was thinking that this morning when I was getting up and I was taking my vitamins, and I said, you know, Bessie, you need to do what you can do and then let God handle what he will do. And if your body is telling you something, then you need to yield to your body. And when I said that, it's like I just changed a whole shift. I'm like, if my body is not going to process food correctly and there's an interruption in that process, then why would you keep doing the same thing looking for a different result? You got to make a change. You can't keep doing eating the same foods and your body's not, you know, accepting that. It's saying, okay, no, I don't want that. You know, it's like a baby, spit it out. I don't want that. So if your body is not going to process those foods, why even eat them? And that has been my take on foods for many, many years. I always tell people there's nothing that I eat, nothing that I do that I won't quit if it affects my body or my livelihood. And I've done that all through my life. I haven't eaten country ham in about 40 years. It started bothering me. It's okay. I know what it tastes like. Boom. Love red-eye gravy and country ham and grits and eggs. Just loved it. Boom, cut it out. And now, you know, I went vegan. And I'm not saying that for anybody else to go vegan or anything like that. You know, I just wanted to say, let me just clean my body out. Let me just reset my system so that I can have not overworked my organs. And so when I was doing that this morning, I'm like, you know, that's the same way with the Lord. We want the Lord to do, but what are we doing to help him do? You understand? Where's our faith? The only thing we need is faith, but faith is action. You know, I believe that you're going to help me, Lord, because I believe it so that I'm going to do something myself. A long time ago, they used to say, you take one step and God will take two. I don't know if y'all ever heard that or not. That might be just a Southern thing.
No, I've heard it. I have definitely heard that concept, but by that same token, one of my greatest rebuke to people who want to change and don't choose to walk in the change is God ain't going to do nothing for you that you can do for yourself. You
mm-hmm.
can stop
mm-hmm.
eating the things that you know that's hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
You can stop using and putting things in your body that hurt you. And God
mm-hmm.
even said the things that come out you is not what defile you, but it's the things that you put in you that defiles you. If you know it hurting you, why would you do it? I'm confused. But that,
mm-hmm.
that goes beyond food. That goes beyond substances. That goes beyond just not doing what you need to do. We know we need to exercise, so why are we exercising? We know we need
mm-hmm.
to change our lifestyle in order to feel better. Why won't we do it? Because this is a grind, man. It's a grind every day to get up and make sure that you do everything you need to do within that 24 hours. Not only take care of other people, but if you're not taking care of you or yourself, then it's pale in comparison to try to take care of people when you don't take care of you. I went to the gym yesterday. Good Lord, I feel like I hadn't worked out in about. I went to do Aquafit. I can do Aquafit like nothing. But I the class was canceled. I wasn't aware that it was canceled. So I'm like, okay, you here? You gonna do something? And so I worked out for about 45 minutes. And I'm telling you, I feel like because ever since I went back to work in July, I haven't been at my exercise like I'm supposed to. And you just have to do it. If you want to feel better, you just got to do what your part. We got a part in this, ladies.
That is true. Well, you know, the other thing is that when you were talking, the Spirit spoke to me and said, it's the same thing with words. You've got to use the right words to get the right result. If you don't use the right words, you're going to get what you say. So if you're saying a lot of negative things, if you say I'm sick, if you say, oh, poor, pitiful me, then, you know, you are feeding the body negative words, and negative words defile the body. It will just eat you
Absolutely.
Up. It will eat you up. Every negative word you speak, just think about it. It just took, it took something away from your life. Every negative word. The words are so powerful. That's why he said life and death is in the tongue. You got to know how to speak life into your body, just like you got to know when the body is speaking to you, help me. I don't want this anymore. And the older we get, the body changes its appetite. You know, I eat things now that I never ate years ago. I just didn't like them. I was eating an olive the other day, and my daughter said, well, Mom, I didn't know you like olives. I said, I didn't, you know, long time ago, I didn't like olives. I said, but then I got introduced to olives and, you know, I'm just going to keep it real. A martini. Someone, I had never had a martini. And this lady said to me, oh, you've got to try a dirty martini. And I'm like, nah, I don't drink. Liquor don't sit well with me. And she said, oh, just try one. But I like the olives. And I told God, can I get some more olives? And from that day on, I've been eating olives, you know. And I couldn't believe that. I couldn't stand olives. So the body changes. And even now, things that I like, I don't eat, and the things that I didn't like, I eat. So you just have to kind of move with the flow. Whatever it is, you know, your body will lead and guide you. You know, I don't want that anymore. So anyway, I don't know how I got off on that bitch moment, but that was just something that came across my mind, that we have to take control of it. And then when we do, and you know already, because your body will tell you, and you know, because you get this unction in your spirit to do something, and you fight your own self. I guess that's why I'm saying this morning, because I said, why would I, you know, I was having this conversation as I was getting up this morning and looking at, you know, how I changed my diet and what I was doing, and I said, why would you fight against your own body, Bessie? You know, I don't have a problem with it. I quit easily. I'm going on, but I'm just fixing my coffee and making my one piece of toast and, you know, just talking to myself. And I thought, that's a message within itself. Why would we fight against our own body if the body says no? Why would you go against that? Because it's bigger than you. But that's my take on that. Deborah, you had anything you want to say on that?
Yes, Deborah, we just took off.
And you know what? It's God got away, because I'm dealing with that right now. Last night, I had a episode in my sleep with my arm. It drawed up real tight with a cramp, like it was trying to overtake me. And of course, it woke me up. It was that powerful. And it was like a Charlie horse in full force. And I grabbed my arm, and, you know, and I moved it around a little bit, you know, trying to get the position for it so I could weaken it, like, go against it. And so that scared me because I'm saying, oh, my God, what was that? And then my right leg did it not much longer, and I already know that I am dehydrated. I know, and you get on here, you start talking about all my business this morning, Dr. Fetcher. I'm right here. Why you do what you know you shouldn't be doing it? You could just stop it. You know, take a step or two. And I'm saying, my God, is this a problem, Lord? You know, and I'm saying to myself, and even in the shower, I say, you're going to start, I already started heating up the water for coffee. After the coffee, you're going to drink a bottle of water every hour and get back on to at least 6 to 8 bottles a day. I got to go buy 2 cases of water, and I just got to drink. I'm dehydrated, and I'm having spasms, and that thing scared me last night because I'm thinking left arm stroke. You know what I mean? I'm saying, oh, my God, I just got to, you know, I got a certain type of water I like with a little, put a little hint of something in it, but it's water, but it got a little slight. I'm going to have to go get that water because I noticed that I like that. And I can't be cramping up and drawing up and spazzing up and because I just don't like water. I got to like water. I got to learn to like water. I was doing good for 2 weeks, and it just scared me. And so I just thank God for you going on with this before you introduce your topic. This could be the topic, you know. Why we do what we shouldn't be doing? Why we, you know? Lord, help me, help me.
Help me, help you, help me. Yeah, there you go. That's it, right there. But Deborah, you know what? The Holy Spirit, since you always say, he he's so awesome. I mean, I'm in here this morning, and it's nothing that I didn't think I need that topic because I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? But the Lord was speaking to me. I didn't know it was for you, Deborah. He was speaking to me, and he said, you know, why would you fight against your body? And I'm like, Lord, I'm not fighting against my body. But now I understand why he wanted me to talk about this. Because he knew you were going through. He knew you were going to be on this radio program. And that's what I love about the Holy Spirit. I always release myself to the Holy Spirit before I get on the radio every Saturday morning. Or before I'm talking or counseling to anybody, I always say, Holy Spirit, I release myself to you. Because I don't know what to say. I don't know what people need. So I'm releasing myself to you. Now, I'm going to share this with you. Because I'm not going to just shut it off. And get to the topic, because obviously this is what he wanted, and somebody out there is going to get this too. Because he wouldn't, you know, and it doesn't matter. It could just be only you, and that's all it needs to be. He knows. He knew you went through what you went through last night. I went to a lady and a nutritionist, and I said, okay, what do I need because I went vegan? That's drastic for a lot of people. It's not drastic for me because I wasn't eating pork and beef and chicken. You know, every once in a while I hit a beef, but I just said, boom, cut it out. So it wasn't drastic for me. I just moved right on into it because my mind was made up. But then I went to her and she said, well, if you're going to do that, there's certain things that you need. And this might be something you can take on to. And it was the calcium and magnesium. You have to have that in your body because in order, and I'll share the nature's way, not just any nature's way. You got to get the one that is original. Calcium and magnesium. And then the other thing that she told me, she said, you need to get vitamin B12, not the normal vitamin B12, but get the one that's in a tablet that it melts in your mouth. And I got Nature Way products, but she educated me on some things. You know, as we get older, you know, the calcium, and that's why they tell you eat a banana. It seems like you need calcium in your body, and I'm not prescribing anything because I'm not a medical doctor. But we all know when you have Charlie horses, it's a lack of calcium in your body. And that's amazing. So I'm just going to share that with you because obviously God wanted me to share. And the other thing she told me was that and getting water, the best water that you can drink, and I really didn't know this, distilled water. And it's, and she said, because distilled, don't get spring water, none of these other things. Distilled water is, and I got this one, it says it's a vapor. It's a vapor. It's cooked at a high steam speed, so high in temperature that the steam is what you're drinking. And I got this product called Simple Truth, and it's Viper Distilled Water. And I got this at I got it at Harris Teeter, and I'm sure you can find it at different places. And I thought about that distilled water when I was younger, and I'm sure they did it when I was a baby too. We used to boil the water. I don't know if y'all remember that. Mothers would boil the water for the babies, and you take that distilled water. They boil that water and they put it aside. Well, that's what distilled water is, and she said, if you drink distilled water, you'll never have to worry about your kidneys. You will never have kidney problems and problems with your bladder. I'm telling you, I have seen a difference in drinking distilled water as opposed to drinking spring water. So whatever that means to anybody out there, you know, I'm not pushing any products. I'm just sharing a thought with Deborah, and you are in our conversation, so you can take that and go with it. And it's just been a wonderful product. So that's my take on that. Anything else you guys want to say?
Well,
Go ahead.
I was taking the like you say, I had a doctor that I was taking acupuncture with, and I was telling her about the cramp, and she told me that the magnesium. And she was saying the magnesium is something else on the back of it. But anyway, I'm out of it. I actually have some tablets I was using in between from Nature Way. Matter of fact, let me just look at that. Yeah, I have the very Nature Made. So that's not it. Magnesium. Okay, so yeah, so I just thank God for that because last night, I've been suffering from this since I was a little girl, crying in the middle of the night with Charlie horses. Mama got to come in there. I got to walk it out on the floor and all of that. But this was usually in the legs, but this was in the arm, and this just scared me so bad, you know. And I said, my God, it scared me so bad. So I will be going, as soon as I leave my meeting, I'll be going to the store and purchasing these items. If I don't get no fish or whatever, I buy fish mostly. I eat all the stuff, but I'm trying to get on fish now. I'm listening to you about it. But anyway, so I just thank God for, you know, for you saying what you say because I'm going to get these items because I would like to live and not die. And, you know, I just got to learn, you know, I got to, what you say, inquire appetite for water.
Now, all you got to do is ask the Holy Spirit to give you the taste to drink water. I used to hate water. I didn't like water. I would put everything in it, lemon in it, try to make it everything but water.
Mm-hmm.
Almost drinking lemonade all the time, you know, and I didn't like it. And so when I asked God, you know, when my digestive system wasn't doing what it needs to do, I said, well, Lord, what do I need to do? And he took away chicken. That's been almost 8 years ago. He took away chicken, and he gave me a taste to drink water. And I was drinking a gallon of water day. It seemed like I couldn't get enough water. All of a sudden, the water was my best taste friend. And now I drink bottles after bottles after bottles. And the only thing you got to do is just ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The devil is a liar. He's telling you don't like water. You know 75% of your body is made out of water. And just think, if you get to 50% of water in your system and your water level is low, you're going to be like a plant. You're going to start drying up. Something's going to start drying up.
Wow.
You got to keep your water level up. You got to keep it up to 75 above, you know, because the majority of your body is water.
Wow.
And I look at it like a plant. You're walking in the sun, You're moving around. You get dehydrated. Dehydrated means only the sun is drying that, pulling that water out. When you sweat, it's pulling the water out of your body. So what happens if you don't have it? Your kidneys, your lungs, everything is going to just start shriveling up because it don't have the moisture.
Wow. And I'm a big sweater. I sweat. As I move too fast, I get out of the shower, I'm sweating. I walk down the steps.
Okay.
By the time I car, I'm sweating. I'm always, oh, it don't take much to set it off. I'm a sweater.
Well, Deborah, this show is for you. It is awesome.
And one of the, allow me to share also, Deborah, one of the things that when you perspire a lot, one of the things that your body releases is one of the things that you need is your body is low on sodium too. And I would just go to the doctor just to check things out. Yeah, I'm a believer without a shadow of a doubt, but you also have to listen to your body and check things out. Don't just, you know, don't just go off of what you think what's going on with your body. Check it out. And then if all you be a clean bill of health, then come back and do what you need to do. But you definitely need to check things out if you're having some issues to make sure that you are, because sometimes, like, I had a cramp in my shoulder. My body has a tendency to, since I had that hysterectomy and all that stuff, for whatever reason, my joints are not lubricated. So my shoulder tends to want a frozen shoulder. So I went and had a massage, but the massage aggravated it, I believe, worse than what it was. And so I had therapy back in 2014 for about 6 months for this shoulder. But this time it was the opposite shoulder. And the guy was telling me the same thing that the physical therapist was telling me. But because he was giving me such hard compression, I think he aggravated because my bones are very brittle because of the diagnosis that I've been given with osteoporosis. So I don't know if he made it worse, but just my body just didn't act right after that for about a matter of fact, this is like the second week. So, yeah, we're not diagnosing or anything like that, audience or Deborah, I'm not diagnosing, but it just makes sense for you to check things out and then you get your clean bill of health, then you do what you need to do. And when you are a sweater, you know, you may need something more than water, like Gatorade or something like that, to put salt back in your body because your body loses a lot of salt and stuff when you're a heavy sweater. And the doctor told me that my body lacks salt. And so he told me to drink a Gatorade every day in order that I don't get these cramps. And then what works late at night, I'm telling you, if you just put a pinch of salt in your mouth when you're having this cramp, it'll be gone in less than 20 seconds. I sleep with my salt shaker next to my bed because I get these cramps in my leg. And I'm telling you, it works like a charm. The salt doesn't taste good late at night, though, but hey, it works on them cramps.
Mm. Well, but it's a free information. Yeah, free.
You know what, Deborah? God always give you what you need.
That's
He'll
right.
bring, and he comes in the most mysterious ways. You know, who would ever thought? You didn't expect this morning. I didn't expect it, and I'm sure Cynthia didn't expect it, but you know, when you release yourself and be willing to do what he tell you to do, I could have said, well, no, I got to stop. I got a topic here. You know what I mean? But I don't work for me. This is not me. This is God. I do what he tell me to do. And this is what he wanted us to talk about. Not
it
even
so
knowing
fun.
That. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you finish.
No. I'll say not even knowing that you went through what you went through last night.
And how about I was going to text you right before the show and tell you, I'm going to be on, but I don't want to talk. Ain't that something? The devil is a liar. Because I was going to text you, but I got out the shower too late. I said, I can't text her now because she probably ain't going to look at it. It's like 5 minutes before the show going to start. I don't want to talk this morning. I just want to listen. I'm going to be in listen mode, you know? Whoa.
And you know
and
what?
Then you asked me to do the prayer. I said, Jesus. You asked me to do the prayer. I'm saying, why God, you got to wait, Lord, because I'm like, I want to talk this morning. But
let me tell you this, Deborah. Let me say this. I don't want to talk to you, but let me say this. It's so amazing. When I was, you know, when I went to look for Cynthia, and I'm looking through the numbers, and I'm looking for your number, and I saw your number, and I said, well, she don't have a thing, a clip. I said, so she must not want to talk this morning. You know, because if you want to talk, you click one, but most people just listen in. And so I said, well, maybe she don't want to talk, maybe she can't talk, maybe she's in a meeting or something. And then so I said it, and I knew when I said it, I felt something. I couldn't tell what I felt, but I felt something, and that's probably what it was. The Holy Spirit was like, she don't want to talk. And then the Holy Spirit said, ask her to do the prayer. But I was kind of reluctant to ask you to do the prayer. But can you tell when I was asking you, I was like, kind of reluctant?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was something I was feeling. And now that answers that. Well, thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, no, you don't tell me what you're going to do.
And let me tell you,
it's going to be all about you.
I didn't want to talk. I just said, but I won't go into details. Just stay on the course. I didn't want to talk because since we buried Pops last week, last Saturday, me and Mom had a situation at the hotel, and so now she haven't been speaking to me. She haven't spoke to me since we've been back in town. And it's been almost a week, tomorrow make a week now, she haven't spoke to me. And mind you, my sister and her wasn't speaking. I think I shared that with you. You ladies, they weren't speaking now. They by speaking, the one that came from out of town, they by speaking now, she was speaking to me. And so I didn't want to talk because I'm still in a little bit of tender around the heart about the situation. But I'm trusting God, you know, to do what he's doing. And I'm going to show me, you know, I already apologize. You know, I was a little snappy, and that was the first time that I ever talked back to my mom in 51 years, ever, because we wasn't raised talking back. But anyway, so that's why I didn't want to talk, not because of last night's episode, but because I was a little tender. But now I said it, I feel a little better, and the topic is just timely, what we're talking about. That'll work for me.
Yeah, that's what we have to do, and Cynthia and I have always done that when we are doing programming. It's just allow the Spirit to do what he does. You know, I tell people, you know, you come in, I come in with an agenda, I'm always available for the Holy Spirit to switch that agenda. I don't stick to anything. I used to try to do it my way. That didn't work very well for me. You know, it would go partially okay, but when I just say, you know what, we're just going to go with whatever, and sometimes I head out there into an audience, and it takes on its own life. So I'm used to this. I do this with groups. You know, I let it take on its own life. And so this is what we're supposed to talk about. But I can guarantee you, Deborah, there are people out here. Even one thing I like about doing the radio internet is posted on Facebook. It's posted on Blog Talk. It's posted on the different sites that Angie have it posted on. People hear this. Somebody's going to hear this topic because somebody else is going through. Just imagine out of all the people in the world, you know, if it's not today, it could be 10 years from now. It's like a book. It will surface somewhere. The Holy Spirit will keep it, lead it around, and take it to whomever. And somebody will get revelation from what we're talking about today. Now, I don't want to just oversight. I'm really putting my topic to the side now because, see, you done brought up a subject, and you did bring it up about your mother. And you know the audience is saying, well, what happened? Now, you don't have to go into detail, but if it's something we can help you with, you know, just think whatever it was, this too will pass because you and your mother had too good of a relationship for too long and you've gone through too much. And I would not allow this to set very long. If you have to, get in your car, drive to her house, and you sit in front of her and you look at her in her eyes and say what you have to say. Don't let the telephone be your medium of exchange, because it's hard to deliver what's in your heart and the love that you feel for her over the phone. when you're only about an hour or so from your mother. Don't let anything rest too long, because, see, the longer it goes out there, it gives the devil too much time to play in this relationship. You have to take authority of this relationship just like you take authority of your health and everything else. Now, the episode you went through last night could be related to stress, the worry. All of that adds on to what you have affected, what affected your sleep last night. And until you go straighten that out, it could lead into other different situations, because now you're battling in your mind and you're fighting yourself in your mind. You got all the things in your life that's coming against you. You can take care of this. Like Cynthia said, why not take care of the things that you know you can take care of? You don't want something to happen to your mother this week, and next week you got to bury her, God forbid, and then you say, oh, well, I should have went in the car and I should have gone on up there and talked to her. No, take care of that now. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Don't give the devil. Don't help the devil. 1 second.
Amen.
And I'm going to give it. Don't help the devil. Yeah. Fight God. He got you on this mother and daughter connection for a reason. And so now the enemy is going to try to come against you because you're working with God. And anytime, I'm telling you, me and Jeffy can tell you, anytime you're doing the Lord's work, and you, I'm sure you know this by now, he comes up with opposition. And he would just love for you to fester in that intro conversation. Yeah, well, she did this and she said that. Well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But and you're just talking to yourself. And then he just talking with you. And then he just telling you, well, see, they did this. Now they talking and you ain't talking. They talking about you. And then now you got just a whole mess in your head. Stop it. Stop it. You go and get in that car and you go to your mother. You love her too much for that. You value her too much for that. She's the mother, you're the daughter. I'm not saying she's right, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you know it's bothering you. Make yourself healthy. You do the right thing. Okay, Cynthia, I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. I just wanted to share with Deborah as well. I was talking to a young man yesterday, very famous psychologist said that Sigmund Freud said that we are in counseling to this day because we have refused or we have not learned that it's okay to share how you feel to our loved ones. I got a total different perspective about what went down with my sister trip between me and my sister. It's just human nature, Deborah, that you're not going to agree on everything, and it's just okay. You know what? It's okay that people have whatever perspective they have about whatever the situation or whatever the conversation was. You have no control over nobody but you. So if it's not that serious, whatever it was, it can't be that serious. Well, it draw a wedge between you and your mom. It's her opinion. It's your opinion. And okay, it went down. Now what? What can we do to get back on track? But you have no control over nobody but yourself. You can't change your mother's mind. You can only change your mind about how you feel about the situation. I came back here from that trip, and I'm telling you, what went down between my sister and I, it dampened the trip for me. But you know what? I started doing some reading when I got back just about relationship stuff. You're going to have some disagreements. And I watched this movie, The Sister, the Girl's Trip, or whatever it was. It was two out of the four that did sit horses at the beginning of the trip. But the thing is that we have to allow people to have their own opinion, and we are not perfect beings. We're going to disagree, and it's okay that your mother and your sister is talking. Because see, we always revert back to or want to have somebody in our corner. So right now, your sister is in her corner, whatever the situation may be. So that's why they're speaking now. And it's okay, because give them that time. Maybe they need that time to bond. Maybe you just need to be okay right now in the absence of being around your mom. But by that same token, like Dr. Fett, if it bothers you that much, go see her. Say what you need to say and be done with it. Don't harbor. Harbor thoughts will take you down mentally, because that's where you will be consumed. It will consume your day. It will consume your health. It just will.
Yep.
You there, Tampa?
Yeah, I guess the whole show was for me today. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's for us too, Deborah. I tell you, every time I said, I'm the student, you know, because I have a relationship with my daughter. And all the time when we're talking about the different things, it just keeps me in remembrance of what I should do too. You know, Cynthia has a daughter-in-law. She has children. We are not perfect beings, and my daughter and I don't have a perfect relationship. But the one thing that we will say is that when I feel that little something coming up in me, I shut it down. And really, to shut it down, I said, well, you know what? We're going to taper this. Because I'm like, nothing is going to come between me and my daughter. I don't want to have a day that I don't speak to my daughter. I don't want that. Because I don't want it, I will shut it down. Now, I remember the times I used to run my mouth and blab off at the mouth and just, you know, oh, God, I just thank God for saving my mouth. You know, the things, you know. But, I mean, I always made it easy on my daughter now because I love them. That's what I'm trying to God, you know, that's all I have. But, you know, just the fact that I still would just say things. No, I don't. Because as we get older, we're in Christ, we know. Let's be Christ-like. What would Christ do in this instance? Would he do that? Would he not speak to his mother for a week? No. We got to be real Christians. No, he wouldn't do it. And I'm not saying you're not doing it because you're being mean or something like that. But you know what? The devil can play a game. You got to watch him. You got to watch him, devil. And that's why the Holy Spirit is using us this morning to help us look after our brother. He said, we are our brother's keeper. And that means because we are brothers, even though, you know, people say, well, I'm a girl, but, you know, we are all sons of God. We are to help each other when we see something. And that's definitely my role. And you've heard Cynthia's story about her mother. You know, she would have missed 2 years if she hadn't listened to the Holy Spirit. She would have missed 2 years, two wonderful years with her mother.
And I'm telling you, Deborah, whatever it was, just allow each other to have flaws. We have flaws. And if you're not on my side right now, I'm disagreeing with you, but that doesn't mean that I don't love you. It's just right now I'm just disagreeing. Like I told my sister when I got back, don't text me or don't call me right now. I don't want to talk to you. But I just wanted to let you know how I felt. I felt that what happened between me and you dampened the trip, and it did dampen the trip for me. And she said, well, it's not that serious, blah, blah, blah. Well, it was that serious for me. And then she started talking about things that happened 5 years ago, 2 years ago. But that's not, I wanted to be in the moment. But she wanted to take me back down memory lane. But our problem with each other is we don't know how to accept each other. We don't know how to accept no from each other. We want everybody to be on our side and agree with us everything we say. No, because I got my own opinion. She got her own opinion. And so if I allowed the enemy to draw a wedge between my sister and I, we all plausible. So I'm going to ever forgive my friend, but I'm not going to forgive my sister. That's crazy. And we all hurt each other, not intentionally often. We don't hurt each other often, but we're doing the best we can with what we know. And I'm going to be on my side right now, and she's not on my side. It's okay. It's okay that she don't agree with you. Our problem is we don't know how to accept things. It's okay. Your love for your mother is bigger than anything y'all had a disagreement about.
Well,
and
I look at it like
she and your sister's on point.
If you can go through prison and do all that stuff,
come
in
on
there,
now.
You can. Come on, you can get in that car with your mama, and it'll be no worse than anything else you had. You know what I'm saying? If you want to. I'm not telling you to do something that you don't want to, but I'm just saying you're going to feel so much better because you don't want to have to worry about your health. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. When it starts affecting your health, that's a big sign. That's a big sign. The mind can wreak havoc on your body. Because the mind controls the body. And those intro conversations can lead in. And once you accept, oh, I'm having a stroke, well, then there you go. You see what I'm saying? The devil tried to trap you up. He wants you to agree. See, to think a thing is one thing, but to agree with it, as a man thinketh, so is he. Once you agree, then you into something. That, you know, and I can't, and the Holy Spirit is saying to me, he's not going to allow that to happen. And I cannot allow my mouth not to say what he tells me to tell you this morning.
Hmm. And something similar happened to me one night last week, if you don't mind me sharing, Dr. Fletcher, I was sharing with you, I had this extreme pain about 4 days after I went got the massage, and I'm laying here sleeping, and the enemy just in my ear, oh, you got cancer. I woke up, the devil is a lie, and I said this in my sleep, by his stripes, I am healed. I'm like, Daddy, my life is in your hands. Fear no man, fear not Satan, fear life nor death. And I said these things out loud to let him know, oh, I'm on to you. I know that's your craziness just talking in my ear. And one thing I know, Deborah, nothing can happen unless God allow you. No, this thing been going on for a couple of weeks with this pain in my side. And I keep telling you, the devil is a liar. I will fear not because my life is in God's hands. By his stripes I am healed. And every time I'm tempted to fear, I tell myself, I choose faith over fear. I will not fear because I fear no life nor death because Jesus ain't sick.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And that pain has started to subside. And matter of fact, I'm right now, I don't even feel it anymore. I just feel, I believe that the guy just aggravated the pain more than it was by getting that massage because he was pressing too hard. But that's mm-hmm. no here or there. My thing is that I'm just trusting God, and every time I'm tempted to fear with all of the craziness that the enemy is trying to put in my ear, I put him in his place. By his stripes, I'm healed. My life is in God's hands, and I will not fear. I will not fear because fear will and have those words coming out of your mouth, and he said it in my sleep. Oh, you got cancer. You're a liar. You've been telling me that lie you've been telling me that lie since 2013. And every time I go to the doctor, everything comes back fine. And matter of fact, the doctor just called me because I was there the day before yesterday to get my results, and I couldn't wait because I had to go back to work. So, you know, that's the put me in fear right now. But I'm like, be anxious for nothing. I'll call them back when I'm done with the radio show. They just chimed in.
Mm-hmm.
Life is in God's hand.
Yeah, Satan tried. He tried his best to work it in there. But, Deborah, you know, I'm just amazed. See, I'm going to change the title of the show today to It's All About Deborah. No, I'm just teasing Deborah. I'm just teasing. I'm trying to make you laugh.
No.
The title of the show today was Wisdom for Mother-Daughter Relationship Part 5, because I did Part 4 yesterday. And what we were going to talk about today was God's wisdom for daughters. Isn't that amazing? God's
well, you don't have to change
daughters.
It. Well, you don't have to change it because that's what
I know. I know it. I know. That's why That's right. That's what I wanted to say, because I was pulling some things out from the book. But see, that, you know, the Lord's like, you can do that piece later. This is more important, because he knew you needed to hear this. And sometimes, you know, when you hear things from people that you trust and believe in, it'll jumpstart you quicker. You know what I mean? Than maybe from someone foreign. You know, Cynthia and I love you. And, you know, we wouldn't say anything to you that we didn't believe that the Lord said to us to share with you. Does that make sense to you, Deborah?
Yes, it does.
Okay. You want to say anything? Well, we've been doing a lot of talking.
No, I'm good. I'm just letting it marinate. And,
okay.
You know, what you said, you know, about driving up there, I had thought about that, too. Yesterday, I think I said, If she don't respond to my next call or text, I'm going to have to take the drive. So I'm just hoping she responds because I don't feel like driving, but I'll drive up there. Because, it's important to me, you know, absolutely important to me. I love her. We came a long ways. It's, like, better, you know, now than ever. And, you know, yeah, the devil's be talking, but I know his voice, and I know that God wouldn't tell me, you know, the things that I'm hearing. I know it's not from God, you know. And I just, you know, want to thank you guys for sharing the wisdom and the input about the different things with the medical and the health and the mother. And, you know, I'm just listening. I'm a student everywhere I go. I'm just listening, absorbing, asking questions, sharing, and just trying to apply the information. You know, I just want to thank you two for imparting into that brain of mine, into this brain of mine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the one thing when you said you thought about it, that was confirmation for me because the Lord won't tell us something that he hasn't told you. Just always know that. When people tell you something that you have already been told by the Lord, that's your confirmation. That means that's something you're supposed to do. Because, see, when he tells you and you don't move on it, then he's going to send someone across your path to say it to you again. And that way he knows that he knows that you know. You understand? Yeah, because if he told you it came from your spirit to get in your car and go up there, then he told me to tell you to get up there, to get in your car and go up there, that was the confirmation to what he's already told you. Because I tell people, if I tell you something or say something and it doesn't fit with something the Lord has already told you, then disregard it. You know, but if it's something that he's told you, then he's just confirming that, remember I told you that, Deborah. That's just my belief system, and I've seen that in many times in my life, you know. But if somebody come along telling me a whole bunch of stuff and the Lord hadn't told me, I tell him, well, let me pray on that because he hadn't told me that yet, and I don't know how he told you before he told me, you know. That's my belief system. But we just want to say we love you, Deborah, and we know that it's all well. You're going to get on here next week and give this good report. I went up there and hugged my mom. You know, you're so funny and you're so exciting and you're such a beautiful woman of God, and you've come such a long ways and you really touched my heart. I just look forward to have you on Saturday mornings. I told Cynthia, my spirit is telling me to have Deborah sit in with us on Saturday morning. And when you agreed, I mean, really, you may think, well, I'm blessing you, but you're blessing me. And I know you're blessing Cynthia because that's who we are. You know, we appreciate it. We just love you and appreciate you. I feel like you're part of our family, you know. And so with all that being said, you know, I'm like the mother. I just want you to be happy. I want you to be healthy. And I want to hear the laughter and the joy in your voice. And I know Satan will try to steal that. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Cynthia, you want any closing remarks? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, Miss Deborah, just know that if you go up there and your mom still feels the same way she feels, just allow it. Just do your part. You've done your part, and there's nothing you could do about her changing her mind about right now. Just give her a moment. Just, you know, sometimes we just got to give each other a moment. I'm just not with you right now. It's okay. Just love her anyway. When I saw that movie this past week, it really did give me a different perspective about what had gone down between me and my sister. It's just that we are just people. We're plausible and plausible, and we just make mistakes. Just love her anyway.
Let me say this to you, Cynthia, and I'm saying this from a loving perspective because it just came up in my spirit. When you saw that movie, and you said that there was two that came and they had their stuff before they even got to the trip, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that's kind of like what you said about you and your sister. Y'all had y'all stuff before you got to the trip, okay? So there again, that was just like the movie. Because your stuff didn't happen when you was there. Y'all brought the stuff with you, the same stuff you had all the time.
Wow. Yes. There you go. So you shouldn't have been shocked. You know what I mean? Because everybody was being who they really were before even going on the trip.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit knows, and He always brings it back to us. And you know what? He lets us know it's okay. It's really okay.
Yeah, because you know your sister loves you. You know your sister loves you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was, and she said some things that really cut the core of my heart, and it really bothered me. But then, you know, and then I came back, and during the hurricane, I just texted her and let her know how I felt about what happened. And, you know, again, she went on her rant and rave. But I'm in control of my phone. I can read the cray-cray, or I can just delete it so I don't have even more hard feelings about her. You know, it's okay. But I know she read what I said. That's why I just needed her to hear me, because despite what she may think, I am educated, and I know a little bit about something. And you may not agree with it, and it's okay that you don't agree with it. It's okay that you and your mom don't agree on everything. Because if y'all agreed on everything, there would be no – when you guys really needed to hear each other, you guys wouldn't be hearing each other. And so it's okay that you guys disagreed. And they say we want to make it personal, we want to make it about me and you. It's not about you. It's about just at the moment she just wasn't feeling you. That's all. We just, you know, it's just okay. That's all I can say. That's my last comment. It's okay, Mama. It's okay. You know your mother loves you.
And we all did, Dr. Fetcher.
Yeah,
you know
we all
know her mother loves her.
Our mothers, actually, audience, let me tell you, Deborah has the most gorgeous mother. I'm telling you. When she sent me that picture, I was like, who is this? It looks like a model. Looks like she just walked out of Vogue magazine. She is absolutely gorgeous. She is gorgeous, and she's a Christian, too. And I love to have her on the show. I'm just waiting on that moment. She wants to work with us and work with us in the prison ministry, Cynthia, and I'm excited about that because as many mothers and daughters we can get together and come together to serve the Lord, that's our goal and our mission. She is absolutely gorgeous. And Deborah is too. Deborah, you are a love for my heart. So, okay. Close it out, Deborah. We're going to say goodbye. Go ahead.
I got to say it real quick because it hurts my heart to say this, but I got a Saturday class that's going to start on the 28th, and it's an 8-week mini term. So, next week will be my last week on until I finish the class. I had to make the class on Saturday because every time the semester changed, they changing my coworker's job too to accommodate me, and it's causing a little friction. So I sacrificed. I said, okay, I won't have her switching, you know, because I noticed some friction, like if it's all about me on the job, because it's just still going to work that particular shift. And so if I don't work on Wednesdays, then she has to work the shift. So I took a Saturday class, and so it's going to be 8. It's accountants, and it's accountants lab. So it's 8 to 4. It's 4 hours in one, 3.5 hours in the other. So next week will be my last week on until I finish the Saturday class, which will be December 18th.
Well, we'll be right here, and we welcome you whenever you get back, just like you never left. We will miss you. So we'll see you next Saturday, and then after that, you know, pop in when you can, all right?
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to miss you guys.
All right, thank you, Deborah.
We love you, Deborah.
Love you.
Hold 1 second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. Have a good week. Just remember wisdom. Let's use wisdom, daughters. Let's use wisdom. God love us. We love God. And you have a great, great week. And we'll see you next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Bye-bye.